Good morning. You are listening to Castle Country Radio Stations, and it is now time for another Carbon County Sheriff's Office update. Joining me in the studios right now, Sheriff Jeff Wood. How are you today?
Good. Good morning. It's good to be here. How are you today?
So good. Beautiful weather, which means everyone's getting out. We're wanting to do more outside. So I know that you have touched base. Easter holiday was crazy busy. People outside camping, you want to get out and just do something fun. Safety's always a huge concern, but there's always things going on in our community that we need to let everyone know about because, hey, there's things that are happening right now that are affecting our community.
That's right. There's a lot going on in our community. And, you know, one thing that I want to just kind of feed off what you said is, even though it's nice and warm here in the valley, there's still quite a bit of snow up in the high country. And we have still been out rescuing people that get stuck up there in the snow. So we were out last week, in fact, on a search and rescue on Bruin Point. The snow drift going down into the Patmos area is still very deep, and you cannot get through that with a vehicle. Somebody gave it a shot, and then their rescuers also got stuck. They had two friends come up. And so, yeah, just be careful. Even though the weather's nice down here, it's still cold, and there's snow in the high country. And if you do get stuck, have your cell phone. Make sure you have adequate clothing, food. Make sure someone knows where you are.
Absolutely. So moving closer to town, phones are ringing like crazy because there is a scam going on right now.
We have the scam going on in our community that has an officer, a person posing as a police officer will call you and say you missed jury duty. And they're preying on elderly people. Last week it was the two I know of were elderly gentlemen in their 90s that they called, and they'll say they've missed jury duty. And if you question them at all, they'll give the address to the sheriff's office. They'll give my name. They'll say, call the sheriff, Sheriff Jeff Wood. He'll tell you this is the real thing. It's what I want to remind people is if there's any time that you have to post bail on a warrant, you'll do that at the sheriff's office itself. You won't mail that in. That's something that you'll come down to the sheriff's office to do. And anything that's suspicious, give us a call or come down and we'll be happy to talk to you about it. But that's the latest scam that's going on right now.
And a huge thing to know is the phone number that they're calling from, it changes and it can appear to be a local number. So you're thinking, yes, this is legitimate. This looks like a phone number that is from around town.
Yeah, and they're very convincing. They called an ex-employee of the sheriff's office, actually, and she said, I worked for the sheriff's office and I don't recognize your name. And the person says, well, I'm not the person under investigation. You are.
So they are very pushy about it.
They're very pushy, and they spoofed that phone number. And the way that it worked last week, we were able to call the number back one time and then never again, and it changed. So we're still working on trying to figure that out. It is going on statewide as well. Other sheriffs have seen this too.
Well, and then last week we also had an event which was really incredible. We had Mark Miro in town.
Yeah, that guy is amazing. And I want to thank the 4-H and the Carbon High for having him. They did a free community event that it was in the evening, and he gave his story, and very motivational with what he had to say. And then he hung around afterwards, and that's the part that really impressed me is he would listen to people. He would listen to their stories. He'd offer his advice to them. He did autographs and pictures, and I got to visit with him for about 5 minutes and just think he's an awesome guy. He's well-rounded, grounded individual that just he genuinely wants to help people.
And I love the fact that that was open to the entire community to attend. Also, they had buses going from the other schools because it was held at Carbon High. The middle schools had buses that transported the children. So it was a great event, very beneficial, and what a great message.
Yeah, free to the community and a great message. He's a great guy.
Now, moving out of town a little bit, there is an event coming up, the Fallen Officer Ride.
So this weekend in Moab is the Fallen Officer Memorial Ride. They do it every year this time of the year. It honors fallen police officers who have been killed in the line of duty. And so it's down in Moab. There's a trail there. You've probably seen it on your way in. You can see they have a marker off the side of the road, the Fallen Officer Trail Ride or Trail. But during this time of year, they'll have monuments at every mile for a fallen police officer that we've had killed in the line of duty. And you know, we actually had one 2 years ago honored down there. It was Sheriff Bliss. Sheriff Bliss was killed 70 years ago here in Carbon County. He was shot in the line of duty.
Wow. And what a beautiful memorial to just even watch.
It's amazing to see it. And I just want people to know, because you'll see a lot of police vehicles traveling through our community in the next few days. That's where they're going. There's not an emergency down there or anything. They're going down for that event, and it'll be on Saturday. So probably Friday you'll see vehicles traveling through.
Absolutely. Well, every single week, Jeff, you are able to swing by the studios to give us an update, keep the community informed, keep them in the loop with what's going on. So there's always something new happening, and it's great to have you in.
I love to be here. It's my pleasure. I enjoy coming to visit with you guys. I kind of feel like the Tom Brady of Carbon County every now and again.
Of course you do. You got to throw it in. You know, a lot of people don't know about this little inside joke, but no matter any time I interview you, you've got to throw Tom Brady in somehow.
I just am trying to fill a giant shadow that Tom Brady has cast over this studio.
I know, it's true, especially this particular studio.
And I have to look at him while we're talking.
Right, of course you do. I get to look at him every day.
You're lucky.
Every day. Well, thanks so much for stopping by. Jeff, is there anything else you wanted to mention?
Nope, just appreciate you guys. Thank you for allowing me to be here.
Absolutely. Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood in the studios. Make sure to tune in every single week. We will keep you updated with what is going on. You are listening to Castle Country Radio Stations. Make sure to keep your dials right here.